Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. And now, celebrating 15 years of broadcasting, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, whether you're tuning in on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM or through WYADonline.com. We're glad that you all could be with us. Also, those joining us through online affiliates around the world, including Conversations Radio Network, we're glad you all could be with us as well. I'm so excited to welcome Thomas Lockley to our program today. He, along with co-author Jeffrey Gerard, has given us an amazing new book called African Samurai, The True Story of Yasuke, a Legendary Black Warrior and Feudal Japan. We'll talk to Thomas not only about the writing of this book, but also about the research it took to be able to bring Yasuke's story to all of us. A lot of us, just like myself, are just now discovering Yasuke, so we'll talk about what that's been like for him to see the response, but also let you all know how to get your own copy of the book. Thomas, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Good morning to you. Thank you very much for having me on, Cyrus.
Yeah, the pleasure is definitely all mine. So first of all, congratulations to Jeffrey and you on this book, Thomas. I think that the great thing about this book is that, I mean, the way it's written, you feel as though you really are taking the journey with Yasuke as he is being able to grow into who he became, but also to know who he was. What has it been like for you to see the response to the book?
Well, it's been inspiring, actually. When I wrote the book and when I researched this story, I didn't actually think very clearly about how other people would feel about it. For me personally, I found it as an amazing adventure story, but also inspiring for the fact that a man has risen from slave to samurai, from poverty to riches. But I never thought that it would be a worldwide phenomenon. And I've been contacted, if you can see in the book, in the last chapter, you'll find out that people from all over the world contacted me and told me about how Yasuke has inspired them in their own lives, in all sorts of ways. And that really surprised me. And I'm really happy that I can help out with that.
I think the other interesting thing is, and I mentioned it to you, and I just said it in my introduction, Thomas, is that many of us, when I was first approached about your book, I had never heard of Yasuke before. And I think there, you know, when I was asking friends of mine, you know, hey, have you heard about this, you know, the samurai named Yasuke? A lot of them said no. I mean, was that also part of the excitement for you that you're able to introduce him to a whole new generation and whole new individuals?
Oh, absolutely, and to the world. I mean, in Japan, he's quite a well-known character. He was present at the death of probably the most famous man in Japanese history, Oda Nobunaga, who was his employer, if you like. But the world has yet to hear about him in a big way. He has been a character in a couple of computer games. He's been the character in manga and anime, some of which has been translated into other languages. But majorly, he's been known in Japan. And so it is exciting, and it is a wonderful privilege to be able to introduce this amazing man to the world in English.
And I think the other side of it as well, Thomas, and you mentioned, of course, you reference your author's note. The other thing you mentioned in the author's note are the individuals who kind of help you to fill in the gaps. History is something that you have spent a lot of time with. I mean, what has this experience been like for you to be able to know that, as you even talk about, you were able to paint a picture of an individual who definitely has been able to, not only, of course, to inspire others, but also is fascinating in what he was able to achieve?
Well, I'm a first-time author. Jeffrey Gerard, my co-author, is a very experienced author, but I am a first-time author. So it was, although I've written another book in Japanese about Yasuke, it was translated into Japanese anyway. This is the Yasuke Project, is my first one. So it's been a revelation that you can actually reconstruct somebody's life if you look hard enough and look at the research and the stories that surround a person's life. For example, what was it like to live in Africa 450 years ago in the part of Africa which I believe he came from, which is now South Sudan? What was it like to be an African soldier in India 400 years ago, which we know he definitely was? What was it like to be an African bodyguard for a Jesuit in Eastern Asia, which we know he was? And then where we have definite evidence for all of the things that he actually did in his life in Japan, what was it like to be in Japan at the time, and especially what was it like to be a very tall, very strong African man in Japan at the time. It's been a mission, and it's been an amazing adventure, a bit like a roller coaster finding out, because actually it's a really amazing, phenomenal story.
And I think, too, it's one that has its hardship. I mean, it's everything, of course, a Hollywood story would dream of in many ways, Thomas. I mean, it has the conflict. It has the difficulty. It definitely has the rise. It has, you know, someone for you to cheer for, someone for you to jeer. I think the other thing that really struck me, though, is the issue of race in this book. Because it goes to, I think, something that makes it so timely, unfortunately, in so many ways. Here was Yasuke with all that he had achieved, all that he was. And there was that really powerful account that you write about in the book, African Samurai, where they're trying to wipe off to see if the color of his skin comes off because of the way that dark skin, black skin was looked at. Something, again, I did not realize that for them, I mean, that was something that was for either demons or gods, right? I mean, so what was that like for you to kind of think about? Yeah, you know, so what was that like for you to kind of to introduce us to that, the idea of just his skin color was a cause for them to be either fascinated or, of course, to be suspicious?
It was something I had to be very careful with, obviously. I am a British white guy writing about an African guy for a mainly English-speaking audience, though hopefully other people will read it as well. I had to be careful to make sure that I did it in a sensitive way, but I made the decision to exactly follow the sources, exactly follow what was written down by the people at the time, to make and not take any judgment, not make any modern decisions about how that might have felt. And I think when I decided to look at what black skin looked like at that time in Japan, the most amazing thing was I walked into a temple in Kyoto with Jeffrey, actually, my co-author. We were looking around the battlefield and other things. The first thing that I saw was this huge black god. He was black-skinned. He was the same color, the color of black ink, the same color as Yasuke was described as. And I thought, the people in Japan 400 years ago must have seen Yasuke exactly like this god. He must, to them, have been a divine being. And therefore, from there, I extrapolated to make it seem to understand what they must have felt at the time.
And I think, too, you know, there are others who will look at that and be able to make a connection with Yasuke in just that one point, how his very existence, his very presence, could be a cause of alarm. And again, unfortunately, in 2019, there are some who still feel that way. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Thomas Luckley to our program today. He's the author of the new book called African Samurai, The True Story of Yasuke, a Legendary Black Warrior in Feudal Japan. And I think, too, the other side of it is, too, I mean, there are so many inspiring things about Yasuke that comes through in your book, African Samurai. Thomas, one of them is the resilience. How were you inspired by him as you were able to have the whole filled in and you to get a fuller picture? How did his story inspire you?
Well, I'm an immigrant in Japan myself, not quite in the situation he was when he arrived, but I've made a life in a foreign country, and for me, researching his story and finding out about his story as a predecessor of my own inspired me to keep on going with my life, and I think that's the most I can say. He's in some ways, one of the reasons I wanted to reveal his life is because I feel that it's an important life to be revealed. In some ways, I see him like my third child, you know, kind of bringing him back to life.
Well, I think, you know, again, right. I think the other side of it is, too, and I love the way that you worded this at the end of the book. For those who have the print edition of the book, it's found on page 379. Thomas, you write, Yasuke's story is again seen as one of inspiration, inclusion, and positive action. People do not need to feel trapped by the cards that life has dealt them or the circumstances of prejudice, expectation, or seemingly limited horizons. There were many men and women like him, not just from Africa, but from all over the globe. His was a time when people could make a name and fortune for themselves pretty much anywhere in the world given the right circumstances. And then you go on to say, this was Yasuke's time. I mean, do you feel as though with this book that you have in many ways reinforced the impact of him? And also, not only that, Thomas, not only reinforced the impact of Yasuke on history, but how his example is something that all of us can follow today.
Thank you for saying that. What more could I say? It's an honor to hear you say that.
Well, it's the truth. You know, I feel as though we are better off knowing about people like this. And I can't help but say, too, you know, for people who might look like Yasuke, to know that there's someone who looks like them, someone who also feels misplaced, you know, overlooked. Yep. You know, to be able to give them someone that they can look at to say, wow, this is someone who was in a situation like me, you know, and what, how he was able to do it. And even in the situation I mentioned earlier, for those who haven't read the book yet, I mean, is he, you know, is standing there. And that scene just really, the way it's written, Thomas, just really puts you there, you know, just standing there basically grinning and bearing this, you know, this experience. of, you know, I mean, I can't even imagine that, you know, and yet we know things like that happen in the States. You know, we know that there are people today, you know, you hear black women talking about people wanting to touch their hair and, you know, and how fascinated they are.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's so interesting that these are conversations that are still taking place. Does it surprise you? Does it surprise you in 2019 that unfortunately that we are still in a place of trying to figure out where people belong?
Well, we could also put it the other way. For example, people in Africa also reacted in extreme ways to Japanese people, for example, and also to Europeans when they arrived. In other places, such as Mongolia and China, also there was extreme reactions to people of different colors and races. Yasuke was, as you just rightly said, he was a man in his place, but he was no different from anybody else at the time in the world when the world was getting smaller. In the world we are now, we're not quite in the same situation because we can see things on television, we can see things on the internet, we can read about them, we can imagine them in a different way. But I think Yasuke was a forerunner of the modern world. He was a man who we can all relate to even today. And even certainly people that find themselves in a place where they're perhaps not, how do I put this in the right way, they don't quite feel at home or they don't quite feel they belong. Look at Yasuke's example. Right. And as you just said, so rightly, Cyrus, that was wonderful words. Did you say grin and bear it or put up with it?
Right, exactly right. Like,
get on with your life and make something of it. I can't pretend to be in a position like Yasuke ever was. I'm a privileged guy in a nice country, a lovely country, which I love to bits. But everybody can take inspiration from his story.
Did you have any fear, Thomas, as to how his life and how his existence, I guess I should even say, would be received?
Yes, I did. I think at first I was slightly worried about how it would be received in Japan because, of course, the first time I wrote about this was in Japan. I wondered whether people would be worried about an impingement upon Japanese samurai culture, etc., etc. The opposite has been true. I have been on TV. I've been invited to speak into societies, historical societies. I haven't heard a negative word about that book. And believe me, I would have done if there had been many. People have been very, very accepting of it. And all the more so with recent sports stars like Naomi Osaka becoming the number one in tennis of a Haitian Japanese background. Asuka Cambridge, who is an athlete, who's of Trinidadian and Japanese background. There's quite a lot of black Japanese athletes coming through at the moment. And therefore, there's a new concept of multiculturalism, particularly to do with black multiculturalism in Japan because of the high status and the high profile of these athletes. People have been really interested. Other than that, of course, I felt the need to be sensitive with the words used. But as I said before, I decided to use the words that we used at the time and go with that, because that was the truth. And I hope I haven't misrepresented anything.
And I think that that is it. And I think that is the amazing thing, again, about what you're able to do, again, by able to share Yosuke's journey, then, of course, to be able to allow other people to see what's happening today, right, and how people are being able to step into their own place and to embrace their own power. I think that's the other thing that comes to mind when I think about this, too, Thomas, as you were talking about the others that are coming up today, how they're able to embrace their place, right? I mean, and that's the great thing. Again, everyone, Thomas Luckley has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Thomas. The book is called Africa in Summary, The True Story of Yosuke, a Legendary Black Warrior in Feudal Japan. The book's available now through our friends at Amazon.com, or, of course, you can get it through your favorite bookstore. They can be able to order it from there. And, Thomas, how can our audience stay connected with you?
Say again, sorry? How can they stay connected? There's an African Samurai Facebook page. There's an African Samurai Facebook page, which anybody can connect to. There's an African Samurai website, which is in the last stages of completion right now. And please, any ideas, any concepts, share them on Facebook with the African Samurai page. That would be wonderful. I look forward to hearing from you.
All right. All right. Well, Thomas, again, congratulations to you, and looking forward to our next chat together.
Thank you very much, Cyrus. It's been a pleasure talking with you. Take care.
Thank you. The pleasure is definitely on mine. You too. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Thomas, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. If you click on the link there, you can listen to the show completely for free and share with your friends from there too. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's make it a great one.